you'd ever take me out someplace for lunch?
Because it isn't necessary.
It is so. I have to eat.
You are eating.
No, this is eating. It's not the same as business eating. As in a business lunch at some simple but extremely expensive little French place.
That's a pointless waste of money. Besides, you wouldn't like it.
I would so.
Okay, I wouldn't like it. Snails.
Aha. I knew eventually I'd get the truth.
Herberon?
He and Mr. Carlson are having lunch with a media buyer from some big agency.
Great.
Yeah. Probably at some simple but extremely expensive little French place. Although I'm sure they're not enjoying it.
Herb has an expense account, Bailey. It's different. That's how sales works.
Herb is a hose pail.
A what?
A hose pail, Bailey. It's a word I use instead of swearing.
Andy?
Yes?
What do you think you're doing?
Well, Les, it appears as though I'm going to write some commercial copy for a record store.
Oh. Why?
Herb and I were supposed to meet with the owner of the store at noon. He's in my office now, and it's almost 2 o'clock.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's just a little customer from a little record store. No big ad agency guy, so I guess Herb has every right to treat him like a piece of dog food.
Andy, there's some angry guy stomping around in front of your office.
That's the dog food man.
Excuse me.
Wait a minute. Venus?
Voila.
Da-da-da-da-da! Big one.
Oh, thank you. Madam?
Da-da-da-da-da-da!
Thank you. What is it?
Well, Johnny and I were having lunch at this place.
French?
Yeah.
Expensive?
Yeah, a record company guy paid for it.
What'd you have?
I had a shrimp salad, and I think he had a pheasant.
You ate a pheasant?
I guess so.
What are these?
These are Irish sweepstakes tickets. A record company guy bought one for everybody up at the station.
Where's mine?
Voila.
Da-da-da-da-da-da! Sweat, big guy. A couple more lunches like this, and we got him in the bag.
I think I'm already in the bag, Herb. Well, I don't know how you do it. A couple more lunches like this, and I'm going to be an alcoholic.
You're just out of shape, Mr. Carlson. Have an Irish sweepstakes ticket.
Oh, gee, thanks, Venus. Golly, I feel badly. I didn't get you anything.
Here you go, Herb. Wah, wah.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Herb. Do you have any idea what time it is?
Round two?
Ask him if he knows what day it is.
Margison, the guy from the record store, been in my office for over 3 hours.
Tuesday.
Herb, I'm gonna punch you right in your polyester heart.
Come on, hey, lighten up, Travis. I'll fix it. Be okay.
Wait, hold on.
I'm going to pour a couple of cocktails and ink a couple of deals. It's called salesmanship.
Since when does Herb keep a bottle of whiskey in his desk?
Bailey?
A month or so.
Well, I wonder what else he's got in there.
3 combs, a brush, breath spray, 6 or 7 bottles of aftershave, and some clean socks. Of course, I'm just guessing.
Baby, if you've ever wondered whatever became of me. I'm living on the air in Cincinnati. Cincinnati WKRP. Got kind of tired of packing and unpacking. Town to town, up and down the dial. Maybe you and me were never meant to be. Just maybe think of me once in a while. WKRP in Cincinnati.
I'm sorry, Mr. Carlson is unavailable. He's still recovering from lunch. Yes, thank you. Bye.
Okay. I've got a gift for you.
We've got a gift for you.
We thought that. We thought there's probably nothing that you wanted more in this life than a free Irish sweepstakes ticket.
Voila.
Da-da-da-da-da!
How thoughtful of you.
My pleasure.
Our pleasure.
Oh, thank you, gentlemen. And, you know, don't let anybody tell you that you two hang around together too much, all right?
Yeah. You don't think you're right.
Johnny, Venus Perfect, is this time here or what? Must be fate. I tell you what, I want you guys to meet Ray Margison. We're going to be doing a couple of commercials for him. Ray, this is Johnny Fever.
Yeah.
Venus Flytrap, they're going to be doing the voiceovers on your spots.
Yeah, nice to meet you guys.
Nice to meet you, Ray.
Hi, Jennifer.
Say hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
She loves you. I tell you what, I got to get back to the old factory, if you know what I mean. All right, look, great meeting you. Nice doing business with you. And don't worry about a thing. Old Herbie has you covered. Okay, now look, drive careful. I don't want you to have an accident and spilling that 12-year-old scotch on you, right? Okay, take care, buddy. See ya. I should be getting kickbacks from you guys for turning all this work your way.
You do.
I never mention that to anyone.
Right. Listen, when you want to cut these spots, Herb?
Tomorrow morning, you guys be in here 10 sharp.
Okay, I'm here anyway.
Want to look at some Carly Simon album covers?
Oh, yeah. Jenny Poo, would you do me a favor?
What?
Get Charlie Bathgate on the phone, you know, for me, and then, just be real official. Make us sound big time.
Ah, well, Mr. Tarlick. Been threatened recently?
Everything is cool, Andrew.
Uh-huh. Everything's okay with Margison?
The guy is signed, sealed, and schnockered.
Herbert? Could I see you in Mr. Carlson's office here a second? You've been getting loaded a lot lately, haven't you, Herbert?
I'm not loaded. The big guy's loaded. I'm fine. Come on, big guy. Do something loaded for him.
Let me tell you what I think. I believe that you got upholstered at lunch today and you forgot all about Margison.
You're wrong, Andy. I forgot about the meeting before we started drinking. Hey, but I fixed it, didn't I? And besides, that luncheon was important. Oh, big guy, I am surprised that you didn't tell Andrew about the big deal I'm trying to get together.
I am in serious pain here.
What is this deal you're talking about?
Strictly big time, Andy.
Well, you're a big time guy, Herb.
Gonna be. This guy, Bathgate, is a media buyer for Swallard, Batchman, and Thomas. Ring a bell? This guy, Bathgate, is responsible for $7 million of media money a year and is all for radio and TV.
Well, that's fine, Herb, but what's all this got to do with your drinking problem?
I don't know. What drinking problem?
Now, the one I'd like to talk to you about.
The one you would like to drink?
Are you kidding me? Drink?
I am talking about the biggest deal of my life, and this man is talking about a drink or two.
A drink or two? No, Herb, listen, you drink a lot.
Andrew, I am a professional now. Come on, you've done sales. You know how it works. Booze is a tool, right, big guy?
Oh. I'm talking serious.
Hey, all right. Okay, Andy. I am telling you serious. I am fine. Thank you for caring, but I can handle it. It's business. I am a professional, and it's just business. And that's why I say, with the proper military backing, we can go anywhere in the world and say, we are Americans. Give us your girls. And it's the same way with WKRP. It's the same way. It's all advertising.
Oh, I know that.
I know you know. I just hope you care.
I do more than care. I love you.
I love you, Charlie. Oh, but I would love you more if you sent some business my way.
Hmm? You want to go eat now?
Of course. Uh-oh. It's 2 a.m.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, it's 2 a.m.
Go.
I do too.
Oh, yeah. Stop.
Yeah. Can you drive one? Well, I have to drive because I can't walk.
Can you drive me home because I can't see?
Absolutely. I can't see you either. Oh.
Hey, Bailey. Oh, you look good. You know where Herb is?
No, I don't.
Supposed to cut some commercials. He's an hour late.
Is Herb here yet?
Oh, you didn't hear? Spontaneous combustion. He just went up in flame. Nothing left but a pile of synthetic ash.
Well, if he doesn't come back in a half an hour, you two can take me to lunch.
No, no, no. DJs don't take. We get taken. That's business.
I want to get taken.
Buy some swampland.
Nesman just made a joke. Harlock! Ah. Are we gonna cut those spots or what?
Spots for what?
The record shop guy.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Tell you what, we'll do it a little later. Sorry, I forgot.
You just forgot?
Rough night last night, you know what I mean?
You better look out, Herb.
I know. Thank you, I can handle it. Just in a little pain, you know what I mean?
What are you doing?
Aging scotch.
That's pathetic.
Look, Herb, Venus and I are supposed to get $35 apiece for cutting these spots. Now, how about it?
We'll do it tomorrow.
You said today.
Okay, now give me a break. I'm on a roll these days.
You keep sucking down that juice, you're gonna roll your life away.
All right. Okay, just listen for a second, okay? I mean, I am working on the biggest deal of my life, and it's okay if I forget about some penny-ante 30-second spot. Dig-a-voo?
Let's hit it, man. This is just jive.
You assertive. Nah,
come on. Don't waste your breath.
Is it just me, or is there some tension in this room?
I think it's tense.
Yeah. Beautiful. Oh, golly. Oh, listen. Did you get a chance to look over that stuff that I left with you a month ago?
Oh, yeah, I sure did. What stuff's that?
Come on, you know what I'm talking about. You know that package that says why the agency you work for should put commercials on the radio station I work for?
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Well?
Oh, I thought it was great.
Great. Let's slide over to your office and sign some stuff.
Oh, I'd love to.
All right.
I still have an office.
What?
Well, I still got an office until I find another job. You know, I'm not with the agency anymore. You know how it goes.
What?
Yeah, I got fired a couple weeks ago. I mean, you know how those guys are? Any excuse and... And I'll tell you something, you know, I don't drink that much either.
Sure.
Oh, I thought I told you all about it.
No, I didn't.
Oh, gee, I thought I had. But you want another drink?
What?
Another drink.
Oh, yeah, sure, why not?
All right. Dingo.
Herb.
Oh, John.
I think your ticket came in.
What?
You remember a couple of weeks ago, the Irish sweepstakes ticket? We ran down all the numbers in the series. I think that you have a $1,000 winner, my friend.
Really?
Yeah. Big money. Where's the ticket?
In my desk.
Not according to Les.
Don't remember any ticket. You were polluted. When?
I want to see you right now.
What for?
Not you.
Why not?
Because I want to see him.
Well, how come?
Stop it, Les. You smell like a distillery.
Come on, I've got on about $6 worth of cologne.
You know, Herb, you and I are going to have a little chat.
Spare me, please, Travis.
I'm not kidding, Herb, and I talked to you about this before,
And what?
A couple of weeks ago, you signed a guy to a clean, simple little deal for some commercials for his record store.
Oh, my God, Marcus.
That's right, Marcus. And now you let that slide. And you let it slide and slide and slide. Now that guy has pulled those commercials, Herb, and he has signed with PIG. So nice going.
Maybe I can fix it.
It's past fixing, Herb. Now you're messing up. That's got to stop.
What if I told you that I was having serious troubles at home?
Oh.
Is that true?
No. But if it were, then my behavior would be acceptable,
well,
right?
Well, maybe, Herb, but that's not the point.
Well, sure it's the point. Acceptable behavior, right?
I mean, why is it okay for certain people to come floating in here on who knows what? But if I have one drink...
I don't care what people's hobbies are, but I do care about the quality of their work, and I don't care who it is if they start blowing it.
Then what do you want me to do?
I want you to shape up.
So what's new, Travis?
Why don't you ever say anything?
Because I'm the strong silent type. What you doing?
Just waiting for a call from this guy, Margeson.
It's kind of sense he's going to call.
No, I called before and they said he'd call me back about now.
You all right?
You know what? Travis was way out of line this afternoon.
Maybe.
Why didn't you say something in there?
Well, I couldn't. Because I agreed with him.
He practically called me an alcoholic.
Statistically, you are.
What?
Yeah. People who drink every day are considered to be alcoholics. You drink every day?
Yeah.
Do you need to?
No. No, I don't need to. But I'll tell you why I do. It helps me in my job. You know, Herb doesn't get to be mellow or laid back, you know. I mean, you know what it's like to always have to be up? You know, I've always got to be on regardless of what kind of jerk I'm dealing with. So I just use it for a crutch.
Well, I'm not lecturing you because we all have our little ways of dealing with things. In fact, I have trouble dealing with people, so I have Jennifer tell them I'm dead. That's my little crutch, I guess.
That's a tool.
A tool? Well, that's a tool if it helps you. What if it starts to interfere, get in the road? I mean, if you weren't so up, so on, wouldn't you have noticed that this advertising agency guy was a no-go a lot earlier?
How'd you know about that?
You're a great salesman. Heck, without that crutch, you'd have sold that guy a long time ago.
But it looked like the start of big times. You know, I could just see it coming.
It's a case of blurred vision. However, I'm not lecturing.
No.
Yeah.
You think I'm an alcoholic? Excuse me.
Yellow.
Yeah, this is he. Mr. Margeson, how you doing this evening?
Yeah, look, Ray, the reason I called was to straighten out this little mess that we got.
Yeah. Pardon me? Why would you want to thank me? Sweepstakes? Oh, it did, huh? The $1,000, right? $5,000? Oh, that's good. I'm real glad. I tell you what, why don't you and I get together and have a couple of drinks and talk about advertising with us? I know. Why should you? Yes, I know. I'm more than lucky. Good night. I don't believe it.
What's that?
Well, I gave away a $5,000 ticket, and I don't remember it. I've been hungover for a month. I got taken by a drunk, and I didn't even know it was happening. I haven't seen my kids in weeks. Hasn't been a good month.
Herb, maybe somebody up there is trying to tell you something. However, I'm not lecturing.
No, I know.
You know, Herb, but really, I don't think you're in too bad a shape.
But I let it get ahead of me. Maybe Travis is right. Maybe, you know, I am messing up. Maybe I am a drunk.
Maybe. And then again, maybe I'm dead.
Seriously.
Ah, look, Herb, maybe you are headed for a problem, but I don't really think so. Sure, you let this thing get a little out of hand, but heck, you can nip this in the bud. Stop it before it really gets serious. But what you want to do is see where you are right here, see, and then take a look at where you're headed. However, I'm not lecturing. Yeah, I believe, I said that before?
Yes.
Yeah. However, there is one thing I do want to know, and I want to have an honest answer.
Sure.
Did you make this scotch yourself?
Well, sort of. Tell you what, big guy, you don't want to drink that stuff. That'll kill you.
That's my thinking exactly.
Not that I'm lecturing.
Cup of coffee.
You got it.
All right. Let's touch.
My hell, Mr. Tarling.
You're looking bright-eyed and bushy-tailed today.
Oh, yeah.
What's wrong?
Nothing. Look, I wanted to apologize for being such an idiot the other day. I just
don't mention it. We know you can't help it.
Look, you had lunch?
No, as a matter of fact, no.
It's on me.
All right.
Where are you guys going?
Lunch.
Oh, where are you going in?
Why don't you come with us?
Oh, really?
Sure, Herb's buying.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's great. Oh, can you just wait 1 second, okay? Hey, Les. Come on, hurry up. Herb's taking us to lunch.
Come on, Johnny, lunch. Come on, Venus.